Mary Magdalene, Peter, and John were the first few who saw the empty tomb. Seeing the same empty tomb, they had different interpretations. Mary Magdalene was the first one to be there. When she saw the stone at the entrance to the tomb was removed, she thought that somebody had taken away Jesus' body, and so she went to tell Peter and John. Peter and John loved Jesus so much, and they went immediately to the tomb. When they arrived, Peter went straight into the empty tomb. He saw the linen wrappings lying there, and the cloth which had been around Jesus' head rolled up by itself. Then John went inside the tomb. He saw and believed. We can see the different ways these three people respond to the empty tomb. Mary Magdalene did not enter the empty tomb to explore. She just saw the empty tomb from the outside and jumped to the conclusion without looking for more information. She thought that somebody had taken the body of Jesus away, as she believed Jesus was dead. Even though later she bent over and looked into the tomb, saw two angels there dressed in white, she did not realize something amazing had happened. She was looking for dead Jesus. Because of this, even though she saw the resurrected Jesus later, she could not recognize him. Mary Magdalene did not recognize the resurrected Jesus because she was looking at the wrong focus. Are there times in our lives that we look at things from a wrong focus and miss the point? The death of Jesus may have been too hurting for Mary Magdalene. She may be overwhelmed by the pain that blurred her thinking and her vision. She cannot think clearly to understand what she has seen. The pain may be too deep that she is stuck there, stuck with what she saw had happened, that Jesus was crucified and died. When something horrible happened in life, people may feel stuck or overwhelmed. Life seems so dark, no light, no hope, no possibility. When Mary Magdalene went to the tomb early on Sunday morning, it was still dark. Even though it was still dark and there was no light, resurrection had already happened. The fact that Mary Magdalene did not realize that Jesus had already resurrected from death does not mean that resurrection did not happen. The fact that we do not see light and hope in life does not mean that God has not prepared something good for us. We just need to trust God. Like John, he went inside the empty tomb. He saw and believed. What John believes is the evidence of the empty tomb. Not merely that the tomb is empty, but that its emptiness bears witness that Jesus has conquered death. John's faith is as complete as faith in the evidence of the empty tomb can be. The scripture continues to say that they still did not understand the scripture which said that Jesus must rise from death. This is faith. Even though he did not really understand the mystery of resurrection, he believed. There are a lot of things in life that we do not understand, especially in times of suffering and trouble. This is where faith comes in. We put our trust in God. The fact that we do not understand how something good can happen, or how things can be changed, or how things can become better, does not mean that they will not happen. The resurrected Christ has triumphed over death and came back to life. Death is the ultimate force of negativity, and Jesus has triumphed over it. Are there any negativities in life that he cannot overcome? Our lovely theme song this year says, in the bulb there is a flower, in the seed an apple tree, in cocoons a hidden promise, butterflies will soon be free. In the cold and snow of winter, there's a spring that waits to be. Unrevealed until its season, something God alone can see. There's a song in every silence, seeking word and melody. There's a dawn in every darkness, bringing hope to you and me. From the past will come the future, what it holds a mystery. Unrevealed until its season, something God alone can see. There are times in life that we may feel like we are trapped in cocoons, feel stuck and cannot see the way out. This can be depressing and make people want to give up. But a cocoon actually is a protective case of silky threads in which a caterpillar grows and then transforms into a butterfly. In times of trouble or suffering, when we feel like we are trapped in a cocoon, perhaps we can take it as a time for growth, trusting that God will bring something good out of it. Stay positive and do what we can do within the limitations that we are in. Keep growing and transforming. By the time we get out of the situation that is trapping us, we may have become more mature and are transformed to be a better person. The resurrected Christ has turned the cross from a symbol of punishment and death to a symbol of victory, that he has triumphed over death and came back to life. Death seems so final, but Jesus has triumphed over it. Are there times in life that Jesus cannot overcome? Trust God and work with God to turn the challenges and suffering in life into something good. May the resurrected Christ be with each one of us to guide us through the challenges in life into the bright future that God has prepared for us.
抹大拉的玛利亚、彼得和约翰是最先的几个人看到这个空的坟墓，见到同样的空坟墓，但是他们却有不同的理解。抹大拉的玛利亚是第一个去到现场的，当他见到在坟墓前面的石头已经被挪开，他就认为是有人将耶稣的身体拿走了，因此他就去告诉彼得和约翰听。彼得和约翰都很爱耶稣，知道了之后就走去坟墓那里看了。当他们到达的时候，彼得就直接走进去坟墓里面，他见到细麻布还放在那里，耶稣的裹头巾在另外一处卷住的。之后约翰亦都走去坟墓里面，他看见就信了。我们可以见到这三个人对于这个空坟墓有不同的反应。抹大拉的玛利亚没有走去坟墓里面看清楚，只是在外面见到封住坟墓口的石头已经被挪开了，他就认为是有人将耶稣的身体拿走了，因为他相信耶稣已经死了。甚至到了后来，当约翰和彼得离开之后，他在坟墓外面见到里面有两个穿着白衫的天使，他仍然不觉得是有一些奇异的事情已经发生了。他是在寻找一个死去的耶稣。由于是这样，甚至后来当他见到复活的耶稣，他都不能够认出来。抹大拉的玛利亚认不出复活的耶稣，因为他是将注意力放在一个错误的地方。 在我们的生命里面，我们有没有试过由于将注意力放在错误的地方而错过了一些重要的事呢？对于抹大拉的玛利亚来讲，耶稣的死令到他很伤心，这个伤痛令到他不能够亲切地去将事情看清楚，去明白事情实在是怎样的。这份的痛可能是太深，令到他好像被困在一个死胡同里面，被困在他所见到的情景，就是耶稣被钉在十字架上面死了。当生命里面发生了可怕的事情，人可能会觉得被困在一个死胡同里面，或者是感到不知所措，生命看似是很黑暗，没有亮光，没有希望，没有出路。当抹大拉的玛利亚在七日的第一日清早去坟墓的时候，天还是黑的，尽管仍然在黑暗里面没有亮光，但是复活这件事情是已经发生了。抹大拉的玛利亚没有察觉到耶稣已经从死里复活，并不等于复活这件事是没有发生过。在生命里面，我们看不到亮光和盼望，并不等于上帝没有为我们预备了一些好的东西。我们只是需要去信靠上帝，好像约翰一样，他走入去封坟墓里面，他看见就信了。约翰所相信的是封坟墓的证据，不单只是一个空的坟墓，而且这个也是耶稣胜过死亡的证明。这个就是约翰的信心。在这一段经文里面继续说，他们还不明白圣经所讲耶稣必须从死人中复活的意思。这个就是信心，尽管他们不能够真正明白复活的奥秘，但是他仍然是相信。在生命里面有很多东西是我们不明白的，尤其是在困难和苦难的时候，这个就是需要信心的时候。我们信靠上帝，我们不明白的事情怎样可能会发生，又或者我们不明白事情怎样可以改变，又或者是不明白事情怎样会改变就好一点。但这个并不是代表这些我不明白的事情是不会发生的。复活的基督已经胜过了死亡，再次复活。耶稣已经胜过了这个死亡这个终极的负面力量。生命里面还有什么负面的东西它是不能够胜过的呢？我们今年的主题歌曲是这样说，在一个花蕾里面有一朵花，在一粒种子里面有一果苹果树，在一个茧里面有一个隐藏的应许，蝴蝶很快就会脱茧而出。在寒冷和下雪的冬天里，春天将快来临。时候未到，并没有展示出来，只有上帝才知道。在每一个寂静里面都有一首歌，只是需要寻找歌词和歌谱。在每一个黑暗里面都有曙光，为你和我带来希望。从过去会生出将来，会是怎样是一个奥秘。时候未到，并没有展示出来，只有上帝才知道。在生命里面有些时候，我们可能会觉得是被困在一个茧里面，觉得是被困在死胡同里面，看不到有出路。这种情况可以令人觉得忧郁，甚至是令人想放弃。不过其实这个茧可以一个是用丝造成的保护罩，让毛虫可以在里面成长蜕变成为一只蝴蝶。在困难和苦难的时候，当我们觉得是好像被困在一个茧里面一样的时候，或者我们可以将这一段的时间看作是一段成长的时间，相信上帝会有美好的安排，保持积极正面，在各种的限制之下做我们可以做的事，去继续成长和进步， 到了将来这些困扰着我们的情况过去之后，我们会成为一个更加成熟更加好的人。复活的基督将一个象征刑罚和死亡的十字架转化成为一个胜利的记号，一个胜过死亡而复活的记号。死亡看来是这么终极的一件事，但是耶稣都可以胜过它。生命里面还有什么是耶稣不能够胜过的呢？我们要信靠上帝，和上帝一起去将生命之中的挑战和苦难转化成为一些美好的事。愿复活的基督和我们每一个人同在，带领我们去度过生命之中的挑战，进入到去上帝为我们预备美好的将来。